Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Gridiron Podcast. I'm back. I was gone last week. My name is Nick.
And my name is Michael.
And today we're going to be doing a little bit different of an episode. Normally we just go through all the games and then do our predictions. But this week we're going to be talking about three different topics, that being the NFC North, NFC West, teams that are struggling slash the trade deadline. So let's get into it. All right, so we are going to start off with probably the best division in the NFL right now. Not saying that because Lions and Packers are our favorite teams, but based on the stats, that being the NFC North.
Yeah, I mean, record-wise, I think I saw a Twitter post that was like the NFC North is – almost double positive, all combined. Strength of schedules. I mean, even though you could say the Bears haven't had the craziest schedule, but the Packers, the Lions, the Vikings have all had their fair share of games where you're really impressed with how they've played. And compared to other divisions, I mean, just saying right now, the Packers sitting at 4-2, but they're in fourth place. 4-2 would lead a lot of divisions. And that's really impressive to say that 4-2 is a fourth place team.
Yeah, I think that stat that you're talking about, I think they're 17-5 overall for the NFC North, which is very impressive to say the least. Yeah. But let's kind of go into that. So with it being such a competitive division, obviously our predictions from earlier this year have, in terms of the records, have not come true, besides for where we saw the Packers and the Lions at this point. Obviously, the Vikings have been kind of overperforming, and the Bears are right there as well at 4-2. Who do we see coming out on top?
Yeah, it's a great question, because obviously if you're the Minnesota Vikings, you're way ahead of schedule, which where you maybe thought you were coming into the season. At 5 wins, you know, how could you not be in the wild card, if not playoff spot? I mean, it's already putting yourself in a great position just for the postseason. But I still think I have the Lions coming out on top. I do see this Vikings team crumbling, not to the extent that the Jacksonville Jaguars did last season, but maybe to the extent of we do see Sam Darnold come back down to earth. Just because he definitely has shown that in the last couple of weeks. I do think that this defense, it is good. They are well coached, but I do think some of these teams will start to break through because, you know, the Packers play the Vikings twice. The Lions play the Vikings twice. The Bears play the Vikings twice. So maybe we do see a team that can break through finally and kind of like expose this team. So that's what I'm waiting for is I do think that the Lions will come out on top, and I do think the Packers, not trying to be biased, but their schedule favors them, but I do think the Packers will be right there with them.
Yeah, I think I can agree with you with that, especially going into the NFC, like schedule-wise. I mean, the only NFC North game that has happened – is the Vikings Packers, and that was a pretty close game. Then the Bears don't start their division games until all the way out until week 11.
Yeah.
So it all depends, I think, on the health of all these guys going into deeper into the season. But let's also kind of talk about a team that, like, a couple of games that happened in the NFC North. This past week, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Detroit Lions was a big game, obviously 47-9. I know you predicted the Lions to win. Thank you for that, by the way. Obviously, I predicted the Lions to win. But did we see it being this much of a blowout?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I thought Lions may have won by 10. But, you know, this was an absolute bludgeoning. It wasn't close. I mean, the Lions at the end are throwing to their linemen, absolutely trolling. Never seen that before in a while. Yeah, this was a complete embarrassment for the Cowboys. I knew the Cowboys were injured on defense, but letting 47 points, I think also in their last four home games, the Cowboys have allowed 100-plus points, which is absolutely unacceptable. I mean, if you're scoring 30 points in the NFL, you're almost like in a good position. 47, you're allowing 47 points. I mean, that's just that's just unheard of.
Yeah, and to kind of top it off too, they did it in Dallas, like you said.
Yeah.
Obviously, the defense for Dallas being injured doesn't really help their cause, but also they don't have a run game at all. Looking into the entirety of that game, I think it was just a revenge game for Detroit. Obviously, what happened last year with the two-point conversion with Taylor Decker, I mean, they tried throwing a touchdown to him. They did a hook and ladder with Penei Sewell. They had Dan Skipper running routes as wide receiver.
Yeah,
they were cool. Just doing whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted against Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, the news coming out of that game, the injury to Aiden Hutchinson. We're not going to show the video of it. It is just way too gruesome. But even in the broadcast, you can hear the leg snap.
Oh.
Mm. And,
terrible injury.
It's a broken tibia and fibula. So obviously hopes and prayers out to Aiden Hutchinson. I know even you as a Packers fan, we never want to see an injury to anybody, especially of that magnitude. And when he was already on pace for DPOY.
Yeah, absolutely. We wish him a speedy recovery. I mean, if he's able to play this season, probably not. But next season, I mean, we just hope, you know, he's able to play. He's a great player. I mean, you can't disrespect somebody of that caliber and his potential, even though he's a pain to play against, man. But he's a beast. I mean, players like that, though, are special. And he definitely is something special. So help him for a speedy recovery. And I kind of want to touch into that because I know we're going to go into a different segment later on. But this brings up a really good replacement idea for the Lions to get in at the trade deadline, you know, Max Crosby, potentially Myles Garrett now, but now they're going to be out for a replacement. So kind of exciting to see that.
And I will say the backup that came in, Neesom, I think his last name is, he hasn't played much, but he came out with a sack and a TFL. But obviously you want to try to get like a star-studded player at the trade deadline. Obviously there's availability for potentially Max Crosby. Myles Garrett is potentially in the conversation now and still Hassan Reddick, barring like pending whatever his conversation is with the Jets that is happening.
Yeah.
But I will ask you this too. Obviously, Lions lost Marcus Davenport earlier in the year. Where does this put the Lions rush defense?
Yeah, I think it'll be underwhelming. I do think that they will be hurting. I don't think it'll drop them down levels to where they're going to be a, you know, just run on this team and you're going to win the game kind of thing. But I definitely do see them trying to fix those holes and go with the trade deadline or next man up situation. So they'll try and fill those gaps because this team is so serious about winning that, you know, this is their year. If not, I mean, I don't want to say next year, but this has to be their year. Has to be.
So. Yeah. And I think even with that, the linebackers have been stepping up for the Lions and even the secondary too. So I'm glad to see that aspect of the game improving for Detroit, but we'll have to see what Brad Holmes and that front office do in terms of the Hutchinson injury. But
yeah,
we can also touch on another game that happened in the NFC North with your Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I mean, this leads into our other segment of the other competitive division, I think, that I would consider over Dallas's division right now, which is the NFC West, which is the Niners, Cardinals, Rams, and Seahawks, blanked on it. Packers, yeah, played against the Cardinals. I mean, it was just a, I mean, routine win, in my opinion. I mean, Jordan Love played great, had some great throws. Packers ran on this defensive line. They had their way with that. Yeah, so Packers played well. The Cardinals, on the other hand, did not. I know no Marvin Harrison still. But the thing for me is this NFC West division is very interesting because it's not what we expected. At least I can say that. The 49ers, I mean, they're 3-2 right now, or 4-2 after Thursday.
I think 4-2.
Beating the Seahawks. Cardinals, I mean, they're a bipolar team. I mean, one week they're putting up 27 points. Next week they're, you know, getting stuffed. It's like this week against the Packers, so maybe they come out next week. But the Rams are just an injured team. I mean, this division, to me, is interesting solely because of how the division games are playing out. The 49ers are losing games left and right that we just don't expect. So, Nick, I want to ask you, what do you think of the NFC West and who do you think will come out on top?
Yeah, I think right now, pending what we're hearing about Christian McCaffrey potentially coming back in November, I think the 49ers take it, even with having a losing record in the division at 1-2.
Yeah.
But I think – the Rams, we don't know when Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp are coming back. Cardinals are just too
up and down,
all over the place.
Yeah.
And obviously the Seahawks, their defense has been decent.
Good.
Their offense has been what has been hindering them. Obviously.
Yeah.
They have a good roster on the offense. Something is not clicking.
Yeah.
Whether that's the offensive coordinator, whether that's the offensive line, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But I do think the 49ers still take it, but I do think that division is going to be super close. I think same with the NFC North is going to be super close. And you kind of touched on the NFC East. I mentioned this back on Sunday. Never in my life did I expect the NFC East to be led by the Washington Commanders. Obviously Dallas falling hard. Obviously their $60 million a year quarterback, just couldn't live up to the hype. Couldn't even score a touchdown against Detroit. And the Eagles have been kind of up and down too. And then the Giants are just Giants.
I want to quickly ask you this, because the Eagles won a close game against the Browns, but the fans were cheering for Nick Sirianni to get fired, and Nick Sirianni chirped back. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think that this leads problems within the Eagles organization, or potentially, you know, because the Eagles should have won this game by double digits, I think, but, you know, is this some sort of problem in the coordination? Is this, you know, going to be a bigger problem? Like, what do you think?
I think it's a team morale thing. I think they just, obviously they had injuries to AJ Brown and Devonta Smith during the season. Obviously now Devonta Smith is back, and AJ Brown. I think it's just a morale thing. I don't think you can really point it to one thing besides from the team morale. And that starts with the head coach. That starts with the front office, down to the head coach, down to the quarterback. I think they're just all not on the same page. And I think with Nick Sirianni kind of chirping back at the Eagles fans, yes, the Eagles fans are pretty tough. I mean, it's Philadelphia. They are pretty tough. But with Nick Sirianni chirping back, I do see that being a problem for the Eagles. Potentially, I see him getting fired this year.
That's a hot take. Yeah.
I think just the team morale is just bad over in Philadelphia. I mean, they're losing games that they shouldn't be losing. Yeah. I think it's just bad.
Speaking of teams that, you know, it's where it's bad, let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. The game in London, I mean, more so about that game. They're 1-5 now, and they didn't just lose this game. They got hammered by the Chicago Bears. I mean, Trevor Lawrence.
Another NFC North team.
Exactly. I mean, Trevor Lawrence didn't play the greatest game. Couldn't get much going on offense. The Jags defense or secondary is awful. I mean, it is just non-existent. So, Trevor Lawrence, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars, what do you think that they should do, Nick?
Blow it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three simple words, blow it up. I think even like their run game, I don't think we can even pin it at all on Trevor Lawrence. Their run game has been non-existent. I can't even say it's just an offensive line issue because their defense is abysmal too. But let's just say the head coach definitely on the hot seat. I think the front office is potentially on the hot seat. Because they're just throwing out money left and right like the Dallas Cowboys did. Everybody's pretty much on the hot seat for Jacksonville. They just 1-5 is not at all what we expected, but I don't think it's going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, no, they went absolutely hot in free agency. I mean, obviously signing Trevor Lawrence, you're kind of stuck with him for like the next 3 years at least just because of his contract, which kind of sucks, but Doug Peterson coaching will be changed for sure. But, you know, speaking of coaching and quarterbacks, we also got the Tennessee Titans. They are absolutely in the worst position I think you could ever ask for. Just because they don't have a quarterback, Will Levis. Their head coach is scared to do anything with Will Levis, play calling wise. Will Levis leads the league in turnovers at 10. So it's like, where do you go from here?
You know why I'm smiling.
Oh, yeah. We love Twitter, guys.
Yeah. Go check us out on Twitter.
Yeah.
Even on our personals. But, I mean, Will Levis is just horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 turnovers. The meme of the NFL.
Yeah.
You have Ghetto Gronk posting all about him on Twitter. And I think their run game is non-existent. Their defense is in shambles. It's just so bad for the Titans.
I think
realistically, they are kind of stuck with Will Levis with his rookie contract. And it's bad because even when you have Titans fans kind of saying get rid of Will Levis, this is a guy that was quote unquote guaranteed a first round pick and was disappointed when he got in the second round.
Will Levis,
he's been playing like he doesn't even deserve to be in the NFL.
No, absolutely. I was gonna say, I don't know what Titans fans necessarily gravitated towards with Will Levis. I mean, he had two good games out of 13. So if you're saying give him time, I get that argument. But it's like at least somebody like Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Anthony Richardson, it's like there's something there to be like, hey, they're progressing in this manner. There's nothing with Will Levis where you're like, he's progressing in this manner. He's going the opposite direction, as a matter of fact.
I think it kind of goes off of like how much time is there really in the NFL? You play 17 games a year. Titans are not making it to playoffs.
No.
So it's just
on top of that. I think if you are the Tennessee Titans now, you do have Mason Rudolph as a backup, but what's the point of going 6-11, you know, 7-10 when you could just tank, get a top three pick and get a quarterback? I mean, Will Levis, you can cut him after the season and he can go elsewhere, be a backup, whatever. But I think that's what you do if you're the Tennessee Titans. I think also, too, you enjoy the last couple weeks of DeAndre Hopkins, as you'll most likely be trading him at the deadline, as well as a couple other defensive players. But, yeah, so I think this is it for the Titans. You're blowing it up. You got the Buffalo Bills next week, which, you know, staring you in the face is another loss. So next couple weeks will be rough. But, yeah, going into the other disastrous team, we got the Cleveland Browns, of course. Can't not talk about them, as got some breaking news today. Cleveland Browns traded Amari Cooper to the Buffalo Bills, so they're already blowing it up. What do you think about that trade, Nick?
I think it's good for Amari Cooper. I know we talked Absolutely. About it before recording. And the Bills establish a wide receiver one.
Yeah,
I think it's good all around for them. Obviously, now you have the Browns tanking potentially for a first overall pick. I think it's good all around. And then obviously, the Bills only give up a third round pick. So I think it's a good trade all around. And then now potentially Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
There's rumors potentially him getting traded to Detroit. So you get rid of two of your star players.
Yeah.
It's bad for the Browns overall. But I think, especially with Amari Cooper being in the place that he is in his career, being 31 years old, he needs to have a different change of scenery.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, just a quick other news update that we got today. We got the New York Jets trading for Davante Adams, which I personally, if you guys haven't checked it out on the last episode and the shorts, definitely check those out. I said he definitely shouldn't go to the New York Jets, excuse me. I think, yes, the Jets are going all in. Aaron Rodgers definitely had a say in this. I just don't know if it's the greatest landing spot for Devontae, for his future at least. What do you think, Nick?
Yeah, I can agree with you. Did we see this coming? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we want to see it coming? No.
No.
Obviously, there was the rumors of him potentially going to the Lions, potentially going to other teams. So as a Lions fan, I'm kind of upset, but the Lions are in a good spot. But I think it's not a good landing spot for him, because obviously Aaron Rodgers, he hasn't been looking like the same Aaron Rodgers. The entire camp there has been kind of 50-50. Obviously now they have the interim head coach, after the recent firing of Robert Saleh. And yeah, I think it's just not a good landing spot. I don't see this working out in the Jets' favor.
Yeah.
And especially Davante Adams going forward.
Yeah. So quickly transitioning to our last segment of today's episode, I know it's a little bit of a short one. We're going to talk about four games that from next week. Usually we go through every single game and give our predictions, but you know, we think that there's only so many good games per week that, you know, let's just talk about those, because those are the most entertaining. So without further ado, let's talk about this game. I know Nick is very excited about the Detroit Lions against the Minnesota Vikings for the NFC North, for an NFC North game, division game. So I'll let Nick take it away with the Lions.
Lions are winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say 35-20. Okay. I don't see the Lions putting up 47 unless if they're just absolutely still pissed off, which they might be. They might be. A pissed off Lions team is definitely a scary one.
Yeah.
But I will say I do see the Lions taking it. If the Lions take it this week, I was saying if the Lions win, which I think they do, peep my Twitter on Sunday.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I also have the Lions winning. I think they are just coming out very hot. I think the Lions or the Vikings, even though they had a bye week, I do think Lions are still on a roll. For that reason, I got the Lions. Next up is a really good game for the Packers. We have the Houston Texans coming to Lambeau. This one's an interesting one. You know, honestly, don't know. I think the Packers will win. Not saying that, you know, as a biased Packers fan, but just because I think the Packers defense still creating turnovers. That's the story of their defense. It's absolutely insane. They find a way to do it in the second half. The first half, they will do it. Texans without Nico Collins too. I think they're limited. They do have a good run game now with Joe Mixon back, but I do see this Packers defense stepping up once again, and I do see Jordan Love playing really well. So for that reason, I got the Packers winning at home in like a 27-20 game. I could see it being pretty close, one score.
Yeah, I was going to say if the Packers defense has not been this consistent, creating turnovers over the past couple games, I would have taken the Texans. And obviously, Nico Collins being out, they do still have Stephon Diggs. So I wouldn't say they're too limited. Obviously, their run game has been hit or miss. But I do have the Packers winning just because of their defense, and Jordan Love is looking healthy again. So that's a good sign for them going forward. But I will say, I think it's going to be a little closer. You said 27-20. I'll say 27-24.
Yeah, that's fair.
I do see it being a little bit closer. But the Packers taking it. Yeah. If the Packers stay consistent in terms of creating turnovers.
Yeah. This one will be interesting. This next game here, the Chiefs and 49ers in San Francisco. Niners are favorites to win with the spread. I think that's interesting. Chiefs coming off a bye week. I honestly don't know who I like. I mean, this will be such a defensive game. If the Chiefs can, I mean, I don't know, man. Who do you like? This is a good one.
Well, I don't like the Chiefs, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, but, definitely.
I think if you get a good game out of Brandon Ayuk this week, he's been kind of over the past couple weeks. If you get a good game out of Brandon Ayuk, I see the 49ers taking it. If we see the Brandon Ayuk and even Deebo Samuel of the past couple of weeks, the Chiefs are walking away with it. So I think it all depends on the performance that you get from those guys is going to extremely factor into who wins this game.
Yeah, I think Brock Purdy also plays a huge impact in this game. Just, you know, how he plays, will he turn over the ball? I still got the Chiefs winning, I think, very close. But, yeah, this game could really go either way, in my opinion.
Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah, right.
Should be primetime.
It should be. A lot of these games should be primetime, Nick. But the NFL is doing something I don't know. But anyways, Monday Night Football, Ravens, Buccaneers. I think this is another good game. I mean, I don't know whether I like the Bucs or not, just because they almost had me on my edge of my seat last week, losing to a backup QB at one point, but they put up 51. So the Ravens, though, they did beat the Commanders last week in a pretty close game. I knew they were the better team, so they did come out on top. I got the Ravens, I think, by at least like 31-27. I think it'll be a pretty good game. What do you think, Nick?
I'll take the Buccaneers. Not just to disagree with you, but they did put up 51 points. Obviously against a backup quarterback, they were down for a little bit. But I don't see their defense being as bad as they were in the first half of that game, against the Ravens. Yes, the Ravens have a 1-2 punch in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. But if Chris Godwin keeps having the year that he's been having, he's pretty dangerous this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do have the Buccaneers taking it. I'll say 30-27.
Yeah, close games.
So I do have the Buccaneers taking it, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to do it for this episode. Kind of a short episode. But we wanted to talk about these topics instead of going through every single game and then predicting every single game. Like Mike said, there's a lot of boring games that happen. And man, there's a good amount this upcoming week. But make sure to follow our Twitter, follow us on our personal Twitters as well. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like the video, and yeah.
Hey, Nick,
what's up?
One last thing, man. I just want to say it's nice to see you, man. We've both been doing solo episodes for the past 2 weeks. It's nice to be back together, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely was unexpected the past two solo episodes.
Yeah.
I'm finally feeling better. Finally have my voice back. I was still screaming during the Lions Cowboys game, but it's glad to have the duo back together.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and then in two weeks, guys, we will be doing a live stream. Lions versus Packers, November 3rd. You do not want to miss it. There's going to be trash talk between Mike and I. There's going to be
talk,
in-game analysis.
Maybe some cursing. We don't know. We'll see. One of us will be going to bed angry, and the other will be very happy. So that'll be a good week for
and
one
then
of us.
There will be a tweet. Either one of us will be tweeting at the other person. But yeah, you guys don't want to miss it. But yeah, that's going to do it for episode 9 of the Gridiron Podcast. More episodes to come every single Thursday. You do not want to miss it. And we'll see you guys next week.